We had a couple of good games of finals on the weekend. The Sharks winning 21 points to 20, 21-20 over the Penrith Panthers in epic battle on Saturday night. South Sydney got home on the back of three field goals to Adam Reynolds, 13 points to 12, against a courageous Dragons outfit. I don't think too many people thought that the Dragons could win that game, as they didn't think they could win week one of the finals against the Broncos, but they certainly went down fighting. It was a classic contest and one that all Dragons fans would have been happy with, even though their team didn't get the win. They showed plenty of pride in that red V jersey. Joining us on the line, though, to talk a little bit about the NRL finals, Kevvy Wallace, the Queensland Origin coach. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Loss. How are you? TK? How are you, man?
Going very well, Kevvy. What did you make of the finals, mate?
Oh, look, they were both two great games again, weren't they? You know, I think the level of footy has gone up in the last couple of weeks into the finals, and you expect that as well. But I think all four teams again over the weekend really responded magnificently to the situation they're in. On Friday night, I did that game for Fox League, and I just think it was a magnificent comeback, wasn't it, from the Panthers? But I just think against a good opposition, I know they've been doing it all year, the Panthers, with giving away these big starts, but, you know, against someone like the Sharks, who are the third best defensive team in the competition, it was always going to be tough. But they managed to do it again. They level pegged, and then the field goal to get them home from Townsend, the Sharks. And I thought probably the Sharks were the better team over the 80 minutes and deserved to progress through now up against the Storm, which would be another big ask for them.
I've got to say, our man did have a poor game, James Maloney for the Penrith Panther, but geez, he's copped it since, Kevin.
Well, that's social media.
I guess so, mate.
You can't put a step out of line or do something not quite so good. Otherwise, you cop it. But, you know, won't be bothering James too much. I mean, he's a good player, very good player. He's had a good series through Origin, didn't he, for New South Wales with the Blues winning and then, of course, with the Panthers. I watched his press conference after the game and he was bitterly disappointed. He was expecting to go further, as were most of the Penrith players, I would have thought. But, you know, the Sharks had other ideas and they probably deserved to march forward, the Sharks. They've been a good side all year.
Yeah, they have been. Paul Gallen injured his shoulder, more than likely will play. But the fact that they look a bit busted up, the Sharks, Melbourne have had that week off, does that give them the advantage? The Sharks have beaten them twice this year, though.
Yeah, I'd throw all that form out the window, Loz. I think finals, you know, is different. And that week off, as we've seen in the history of the finals, is valuable. Since they, you know, you just all, and the Storm as well have got some players coming back from injury, so in suspension. I think Big Nelson's due back, and I think Will Chambers will be back as well. So, but the Sharks, if there's one team, you know, that can go to Melbourne with confidence to upset the Storm and get in their face and just play that gritty style of football we know the Sharks can play, it'll be a team like Cronulla. But the Storm, I think, sitting back and just resting their players and getting ready for it as well. I think that's going to be a big ask.
Is that the style of football you have to play against Melbourne to beat them, Kevvy? Like that real, you know, get in your face.
Certainly that's that style of footy. But Brisbane have shown as well they can trouble the Storm in the past with a faster style of football as well, which is a different brand, but also equally rewarding. So, you know, but the Sharks, you know, I think they've got some of their big guns in really good form. Guys like Holmes, certainly Paul Gallen, Aaron Woods as well has been one for me that's been really good through this final series off the bench, really having an impact when he comes onto the field. So, and Fifita as well, Andrew Fifita, he's been, again, one of their better players through this period. And he seems to relish playing against teams like the Storm. We cast their mind back only a couple of years ago to the grand final performance of him that he carried the Sharks over the line against the Storm in that game. So they'll go down there with lots of confidence, no doubt, but I think the Storm maybe just have a little bit too much for them on the night.
What about the other game, South and the Dragons? The Dragons, geez, they were gutsy, weren't they?
Oh, they were, and probably deserve to win, maybe. I don't know. The South were very good as well. So, you know, it's one of those ones that really went down to the wire again, and the finish of the game was sensational, wasn't it, with the three field goals to get them home. It was quite an incredible game. But hats off, you know, to the Dragons. They were busted again with a few players, but they just kept getting themselves, you know, up off the canvas and stayed in the contest for the full 80 minutes. And, yeah, that was a good finish. I think for all the Dragons fans, it was a whilst they can be disappointed with their loss, I think their finish to the season shows that they have, you know, got what it takes, you know, next year, I think, to be in that top four and really challenge for a premiership. You've got to sort of do your time underneath before you can actually get the title belt. And I think they've, you know, last year, the Dragons sort of fell away a bit towards the back end of the year. This year, they were, you know, fell away a bit, then resurrected their season. So I think they'll get a lot of confidence out of what's happened in the last couple of weeks, you know, into next season, all Dragons fans.
Yeah. What about the decision from Ben Hunt not to kick long in that final set of six for the Dragons?
Well, I'm not going to blame Ben Hunt purely on that. I mean, no, it's his job to get the ball, but their whole 13 players on the field, they just, I don't know what happened. It was hectic, the game, I understand. But none of them seemed to want to know what they were doing. And you know, running the ball there, well, that's probably sort of cost them in the end. You know, a long kick would have been ideal, but who knows what goes on, you know, on the field. It's helter-skelter. And they would have been gassed as well. It was in the, you know, 78th or 79th minute, so... Yeah, it was a terrific performance from them. And, I think, again, we can't judge the Dragons 80 minutes on one set of six. They had 79 minutes to get themselves in the front. So, you know, it was disappointing for them. And had they had their time again, I'm sure they'd do things differently. But that's the great game of rugby league. It just challenges you in many ways.
Yeah. You're a coach, Kevy. When you're reviewing that game, though, and you look at the last tackle option, who are you putting the blame on?
Well, on hooker and half, certainly. No question there, Loz. That is their job to, you know, direct the team around and get it right, you know. But, everyone knows that follows rugby league knows what should have happened in that last set of six. Paul McGregor showed his angst up in the box. But sometimes, that's the beauty of our game. It just doesn't always go how you want it to go, regardless of the situation. So they'll learn from it. Sure, I'm sure they will. And they'll be better for it next time when they do find themselves in that position.
They were never even really set up for the long kick.
Jack DeBellin took the ball as first receiver. Like, Ben Hunt should have been pushing him wide. He should have said, get out of the way.
This is my ball. Far down there as possible. Yeah. They were set up to run the ball.
I think maybe they got their tackle count wrong. Maybe they thought it was the fourth tackle or the fifth tackle, not the last tackle. Because to me, it just seemed like they, and we hadn't seen that all game from them. Really, they were very good with their finish off of sets. They didn't try and chance their hand too much with the short kicking game, you know. So, it was one of those things when I look back and review it, all 13 players on the field, we think, why did we do that? But that's the beauty of sport.
What did you make of South? Was it dramas that in the lead-up that affected them, or was it more the Dragons played well and South look a little bit busted, they looked a little bit flat? What did you make of them?
Yeah, a bit of a combination of both, I reckon, Laurie. I think there's a lot of pressure on South, isn't there? They're a big club in Sydney. With the season that they've had under new coach Anthony Seibold, everyone is expecting South to go all the way, you know, into the grand final. And sometimes those pressures, they do have an effect on players. And they weren't at their best, South. The important thing for the Bunnies is that they won. I mean, you've got to win that game to get into the prelim. Now they've got some confidence out of that. I think losing the week before against the Roosters knocked them around a little bit, but now they fought back and got a win. So, Storm, they lost in round one, didn't they, in the final? So, a little bit of confidence lost there, but I think they've found their form again. And Greg Inglis is a big player for them. He's obviously going to be available despite those charges.
Yeah.
I think they can upset the Roosters, but it's going to take the Bunnies at their best to beat them.
Oh, hold on. Are you tipping the upset?
No, I think the Roosters can win, I think the Roosters can win the whole thing, actually. I think they've got the team with the most improvement still in them. I think we've seen probably the best from a lot of teams, but I just think the Roosters, if they can get their game right and their balance right in their game, I think they're going to prove to be very hard to beat.
Yeah. So the two fresh teams you think will go through?
Yeah, I think it's a big advantage. Yeah. Tom, given the amount of football that's played throughout the season, the bumps, the bruises, and the recovery is such an important one, in today's game. And the Storm are as good as anyone around all of that stuff, with all the technology and everything that all the clubs have been using. They'll be fresh and they'll be waiting. And they're two good sides as well. We've seen in the past sometimes where teams do have that week off and they haven't quite got the right mental attitude to get it right when it matters. Well, I don't see that with the Roosters or the Storm. I think they'll be ready to go. And did I hear you say that it's sold out, nearly the game in Sydney?
No, we're hoping for it to be sold out. We think it should be sold out, hopefully, by Wednesday or Thursday. I mean, it should be. It's a quality game.
Yeah.
You know, we're great rivals at the footy stadium.
How? I mean, I've been back there the last couple of weeks. It's as good a stadium in the world when the people come through and watch. You know, when it's got 25, 30, 40,000 there, it's as good a stadium in the world to play at from an atmosphere point of view. I mean, you know yourself, you played many Origins and Grand Finals there. It is a sensational field to play on from a player's perspective. With the crowd, they sit on top of you. It's like Suncorp. They're right on top of you, and they generate, the noise just echoes around the stadium. I think everyone in Sydney should be encouraged to get to the stadium and make this a really special night for both of those teams.
There was only 20,000 there on Friday night, but I've got to say, the atmosphere inside the ground was really, really good. It looks bad when you're seeing all those empty blue seats over in the top deck, but even with 20,000 or 19,000, whatever, 451 or whatever it was, it was a really good,
it was loud,
intense atmosphere. You know?
They were making some noise, the Penrith supporters, when they started to have that comeback in the second half.
Yeah.
But you want at least 40,000 for every final game, don't you?
Well, you would think so. You know, voting is best done on the seats and coming through the turnstile. So, but it'll be the last game at Allianz too, won't it?
Yep. It will be.
Knock it down.
Yeah.
So those people that have got a bit of history in them, get in there. It was 1988, I think it was, when the stadium was first built. So, you know, plenty of history there and lots of fantastic finals and origins. And now you get a chance here to see the last one there, which I'll be getting along to.
Yep, no, well said, Kevy. Hopefully there'll be a big crowd. So just to confirm, you're going with the two teams that had the week off on the weekend, the Roosters and the Storm, to play in this year's grand final.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, Loz, but I've got it wrong many times this year. Mate,
so have I, Kevy.
It's been a tough year.
Well, I've been on the Rabbitohs all season, and I'm about to jump off their bus.
You're off. Well, that might be a bit lighter, mate.
Well, I was banking on them beating Melbourne in week one.
Right.
And having a week off. Because I think that they're a little bit busted and they needed that week off. But anyway, we'll see on the weekend.
Teams are, aren't they, this time of the year? But given the amount of football they play and how physical the game is, particularly through this final series, like the intensity and the impact, the body collisions, just gone up another notch. So I think the week off for both teams, they'll be really relishing that and looking forward to what should be another great weekend of footy.
I think you're right, mate. Thanks for joining us once again this morning.
No worries.